Space squabble. Elon Musk's SpaceX accuses Amazon of violating orbital rules as satellite rivalry escalates. By Lucas Nolan on April 5, 2026. Elon Musk's SpaceX has filed a formal complaint with the FCC accusing Amazon of breaching its orbital debris mitigation plan by launching satellites at supposedly unauthorized altitudes, raising concerns over collision risks in low Earth orbit. Ars Technica reports that SpaceX, the operator of the Starlink broadband satellite constellation, has accused Amazon and its launch partner Arianespace of negligence in deploying satellites at insertion altitudes significantly higher than those outlined in Amazon's FCC-approved orbital debris mitigation plan. The dispute centers on Amazon's Project Kuiper, formerly known as Kuiper Systems, which is building a LEO broadband constellation to compete with Starlink's network of over 10,000 operational satellites. In a letter submitted to the FCC, SpaceX alleged that Amazon launched satellites into orbits with insertion altitudes above 450 kilometers on 8 separate occasions without submitting an amended orbital debris mitigation plan or obtaining commission approval for the change. Amazon had previously told the FCC in a 2021 application that its satellites would be launched into an initial deployment orbit at or near 400 kilometers before being raised to their operational altitudes of between 590 and 630 kilometers. SpaceX's filing focused specifically on Amazon's February 12, 2026 Ariane 6 launch, which it claimed inserted satellites at an altitude high enough to create what SpaceX described as unmitigable collision risks with dozens of operational spacecraft. SpaceX stated that Starlink satellites alone were forced to conduct 30 collision avoidance maneuvers within hours of the Ariane launch to avoid the newly deployed Amazon satellites. SpaceX further alleged that the estimated collision risk from the insertion considerably exceeded the FCC's semi-annual reporting threshold for unmitigated conjunctions. Amazon denied the allegations in a response letter filed with the FCC, stating that its launches comply with the flexibility provided under the at or near 400 kilometers language of its license. Amazon said it had been transparent with both the FCC and SpaceX regarding its insertion altitudes and noted that it had explained its safety-focused approach to SpaceX in coordination meetings prior to launching production satellites into the disputed altitude range. Amazon also pointed out that SpaceX itself had launched Amazon satellites to an insertion altitude of 460 kilometers in July 2025, and on two subsequent occasions, without raising objections at the time. Amazon attributed the current dispute to SpaceX's own recent decision to lower portions of its Starlink constellation to altitudes of 475, 480, and 485 kilometers, which it said placed SpaceX's satellites directly into the altitude range Amazon uses for orbit insertion. Amazon stated that SpaceX only began raising concerns after this orbital adjustment created the overlap now at issue. On the question of risk methodology, Amazon said the risk threshold cited in SpaceX's letter relies on a measurement approach the FCC expressly rejected when evaluating Amazon's orbital debris mitigation plans. Amazon stated it uses an industry-standard risk threshold consistent with best practices adopted by both NASA and the FAA, and said it independently verified its risk posture with the space safety firm Space Nav. Amazon acknowledged that changing the insertion altitude for its Ariane launches requires significant lead time, with Arianespace requiring between 3 and 6 months for final mission analysis when adjusting target orbit parameters. Amazon said it committed to using lower initial altitudes beginning with its fourth Ariane mission and stated that SpaceX declined a proposed solution that would have maintained Amazon's deployment schedule while addressing SpaceX's concerns. The dispute is the latest development in a long-running regulatory rivalry between the two companies. Both SpaceX and Amazon have accused each other of using FCC proceedings to delay the other's satellite launches at various points over the years. The conflict emerges against a broader backdrop of growing concerns about the proliferation of debris in low Earth orbit. SpaceX this week disclosed it was monitoring for debris following the loss of contact with a Starlink satellite, a second such incident since December. Radar tracking firm Leo Labs reported that both events produced tens of trackable fragments and appear to have been caused by the Starlink satellites themselves rather than external collisions. SpaceX has not requested any specific FCC action against Amazon but stated that Amazon must swiftly ensure its launch plans comply with its authorization before irreparable harm results. Amazon told the FCC it will continue to work constructively with SpaceX and other operators to address the concerns arising from the current orbital situation. Read more at Ars Technica here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.